First public hearing is conditional use number 1802, Mary P. Kelly.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.45 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 361, also known as Kent Avenue, one quarter mile south of Jefferson Bridge Road. For the benefit of the record, the commissioners did receive an exhibit booklet on November 30th of 2009. That booklet contains a copy of the application, a copy of the site plan, an aerial map with zoning references, a color rendering overlay on an aerial photograph, Del Dot comments, proposed findings of fact and conditions, and a draft copy of the proposed code of regulations for Westward Pines Condominium. We did receive comments from Del Dot that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the existing level of service C of Kent Avenue will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They advised us that the project is located within the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is not available for this project. That capacity is available for 5.67 EDUs. That ordinance number 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,438 per EDU, that there is a 6-inch lateral located on Kent Avenue to serve each parcel, since this parcel is actually two parcels, that the sewer planning study EDU allotment for these parcels totals 5.67 EDUs, that the engineering department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased water flow or wastewater flow with the construction of the proposed 16 multifamily dwelling units, that a proposal that exceeds 5.67 EDUs could require a review of downstream infrastructure, that any required upgrades would be at the developer's expense, that if upgrades are not required at this time, the engineering department recommends that EDUs above planning study allotments pay a fee towards future sewer upgrades that possibly double the impact fee or another amount set by council, that lateral upgrades may be required depending on the number of units per building, and that a concept plan is required. We also heard comments from, or received comments from, the Sussex Conservation District. They advise us that the soils are mapped as Hurlock loamy sand, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney representing Mary P. Kelly, the applicant on this particular project, which is conditional use application number 1802. I have with me tonight Mr. Ken Christenberry, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering, who is the design professional on the job, and I have Mr. Dexter Gruce, who is the attorney in fact for Mary P. Kelly. Ms. Kelly is a resident of the state of Florida, is not in good health, and is unable to be with us this evening, and so Mr. Gruce is her designated representative. We have submitted to you, as Lawrence pointed out, on November 30th, an exhibit book that provides you with the basic data that reflects this particular application. It is not particularly complicated. This is currently an existing motel that has not been in operation for a year or two due to the failing health of Ms. Kelly and the death of her husband. With that particular situation in mind, there was a proposal made that this project or this site be converted from a motel to a condominium, and it would include the single-family dwelling that's on site. Kind of leads me into a fascinating conversation, I suppose, with myself and maybe the county engineering department, asking how can they oppose something that they already serve that has 15 units when we're only asking for 16. But that's a conversation we'll have upstairs at a later date. Having said all of that, let me point out to you that this property is located on Kent Avenue near Jefferson Bridge Road. It contains 1.45 acres with a conditional use in an MR district. We're seeking to go from the 4 units per acre to the 16 units that we would like to have for this multifamily dwelling project. The project is located in an environmentally sensitive developing area and level 2 for the state strategies map. And if you take a look at the upper aerial photo, which is also in the exhibit book, you can tell that we're adjacent to a fairly heavily populated area that includes seed colony, multifamily units here. This is Route 1 with heavy commercial development in this area and more multifamily units in this particular area. And here, conceptually, we believe that this particular project is compatible with the neighborhood.
Excuse me just for a second.
And the surrounding units.
Is there anyone here that with an interest in this application? If so, feel free to get up and come take a look at the exhibits. They're difficult to see from where you're sitting, especially those of you who are sitting in Bridgeville. So if you wish, please come up and take a look. Just do it quietly. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I think if the fellow hadn't left because he thought there was something better on TV, then maybe there would have been.
I don't have as many fans as I thought, I guess.
You'll never replace the Bob Hope Christmas shows, will you, Mr. Whelan?
Well, there is that.
We have submitted all the technical detail that we have available to you. Basically, we have noticed impact on the streets. What streeting that we will have will be within the project. Water is supplied by Artesian. They're ready, willing, and able to do so. The South Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District will give us at least 5.67 units of sewer. And I would also point out they've afforded us the opportunity to either provide downstream improvements to the system, which I assume will get us to the 16 units, or what I think is unusual, they've offered us the opportunity to pay double the ES, the equivalent dwelling unit impact fees, if no downstream improvements are required. So again, I think we'll have some conversations with our friends on the third floor and see where we're really going with this particular letter that has come from Mr. Ashman. With those thoughts in mind, I'd like to invite Mr. Christenberry forward to give you an overview of the site, how the project was designed, how we fit into the land design process, and the considerations you need to have for a decision on this matter.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. I'm going to go ahead and go over to the exhibit.
Sites, as Mr. Trader already pointed out, we're in an area that's heavily populated by a lot of multifamily units, both to the south and a little bit to the north. These are actually zoning lines. All this is HR1, HR1 RPC, MR in here, HR2, I believe, right there, and then a lot of C1 out on the Route 1 corridor. As far as the particulars of the site, the entrance location, rather than having there are three entrances right now, two on the existing hotel and one on the single-family home. They're all to be combined into just one entrance that has been made to line up with the Sea Colony entrance. Just in anticipation of what DLDOT's likely comments are going to be, we have not submitted for an entrance approval at this time because obviously we don't have zoning at this point. There's a small drainage ditch here toward the rear of the property so that this stormwater pond will be piped onto the parking lot and drained out that way. I'm certain, like most properties in Bethany, stormwater management will be an interesting challenge for someone like myself to spend trying to solve, but certainly there is an outfall for the project. The units have been arranged. We did have a walking trail in our first submittal to the county when we resubmitted recently, 10 days prior to the hearing. We decided to go with a swimming pool because we felt like there were no larger walking trails to really tie into directly at this property, and a swimming pool might be an amenity that would actually be more useful and used by the residents of the property. For water and sewer, as Mr. Schrader mentioned, Artesian Water Company has a water main directly in front of the property. They currently serve the hotel. The county engineering department does provide wastewater disposal. So those things are handled by central utilities.
said that, I'll be pleased to entertain any questions you may have about the site design.
All right. Well, Mr. Schrader, does that conclude your presentation?
Or?
Well,
I'll wrap it up and we'll...
Okay. Well, we'll let you wrap up and then we'll have some questions.
Maybe. I think one of the things that's fascinating about the Del Dot letter here is we're showing the incredible number of 6 vehicles per hour being added to the traffic flow. I'm so used to seeing high numbers that when I saw that, I was sort of surprised that it was that low. But that is the impact that is shown by this particular project. We have prepared and submitted as a part of the application a code of regulations that is a draft of a code of regulations that would be put into effect for the condominium regime for westward winds. And in doing so, that would provide for the perpetual maintenance of all of the common elements of the project, which would include all of the driveways, the recreational facilities, the stormwater management devices, and the entrances onto and off of the public roads. In summary, we think that this project is compatible with the neighborhood. It will certainly be a benefit to the neighborhood in the sense that it will convert a use that is not currently active into something that will be viable. It is part of the resort-type community residential housing that one would expect to find in the Bethany Beach area. It will not add to anything detrimental to the area in the sense that there are no noisy outdoor activities other than perhaps the swimming pool. It is proximate to commercial activities in the beach where people who are owners in this area will be able to find the services they need for whatever uses they make of their particular unit. Lastly, as we always do, as a courtesy to the commission and to the council, we've provided proposed findings of fact that give you some thoughts on what may or may not be appropriate comments about this particular project relating to the various criteria that you need to study in order to make a recommendation on this project and a proposed finding of fact with conditions for your use. So with those things in mind, Mr. Christenberry or Mr. Gross and I will all be available to answer questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley, Mr. Schrader, Mr. Christenberry. Thank you for the exhibit book. Greatly appreciated. That's my first question is for Mr. Lank. Mr. Lank, would you tell me again when Mr. Ashman's letter that you read into the record, when you received that? Was that this afternoon?
No. Let me get it. I don't think I said
December 8th.
December 8th.
December 8th.
2 days ago.
Okay. I was asking that. A lot of times we get that.
It was a date we received on December 8th.
As things go with the county engineering department, that's quite a lengthy time between the date of receipt and the public hearing.
I wanted to ask because you made several references that you would have some follow-up conversations with them to try to get a handle on the 5.67 that the engineering department was recommending for the EDUs. A question would be, what was the basis for the density that you were asking on this CU-1802?
We'll let Mr. Christenberry.
There are 14 motel rooms. There's a residential manager's office for the motel, and there's a single-family home. Mm-hmm. So that's really the large basis of it. The aggregate density is less than 12 units per acre, which is typical of multifamily in this county.
Do you have an idea what the new units would look like?
Residential townhomes, essentially. They would look very similar to townhomes that have been built in the area.
Could you give the commission an idea of the square footage of the proposed units?
As far as what we showed, they're 20 to 22 feet wide. The depth looks to be about twice that, so you're looking at about 800 foot per floor. So it could be as much as 1,500 square foot townhomes. 1,600 square foot.
Talking about 2 or 3 story.
If they were 2 story, it'd be about 1,500 to 1,600 square foot. I suppose it could be more than that with a
With a 3 story building. To maybe 2,200.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. And the an idea of the square footage of the existing units. Would they be typical one-room motel units, maybe square footage of 600?
I'm going to let Mr. Gruce answer that question.
Or less.
You're going to need to introduce yourself for the record.
Yes, they're just small.
This is Mr. Gruce.
Dexter Gruce, representing Mary Kelly. Excuse me. They're just individual motel units with a bath and a little area for refrigerator and microwaves and hot plates, and but they are small. I would probably say they're around 600 or less. Yeah.
So something that typically would serve two people as tenants?
Up to four people. They had two double beds, and typically they'd have a family with four. And you know, on occasion they'd have an additional bed that would be brought into the room. So there might, with children, it might be five.
Single bath, lavatory,
yes.
Single shower.
Yes, sir.
And all the linens, are they washed on site?
Yes, there is a commercial quality washing machine and dryer on site because they were done daily.
Thank you. About the parking, the garage is, how do you provide for the, if this were acted on favorably, for the calculation of your parking?
I believe, give me just a moment to double check the actual layout. We have eight parking spaces shown within the parking lot, and there's two for each unit with the garage that would be included.
And the garage would be standard size?
Yeah, for a single car.
And the footprint of the garage would meet the minimum requirement of a county parking space?
Yes, at least 10 by 20, probably larger than that.
Okay.
Which would allow for one car in the garage and one in the drive. For the total of 32.
An idea, if you'd be kind enough to share, you both have been before the commission before. A lot of times we try to make a recommendation of locating the stormwater management pond away from traffic lanes and the highway. Could you give us an idea why this is an ideal site out front for the stormwater management pond?
Location was selected largely because the site is not large enough to provide a lot of flexibility. There's essentially, in order to have a smooth traffic flow, having the pond near the road and having the road curve around it just is a much more smooth transition, should provide for much mm-hmm. better traffic flow. And really, with piping it shouldn't be a difficulty as far as designing it in that location.
And keeping in mind that you'd have to get any approvals from Sussex County Conservation District.
Right.
But you did mention you thought the outfall would be to the rear of the property.
Yes.
And you mentioned, as to be expected, in the Bethany area there could be some problems.
Every project I've designed in Bethany is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Could you spend a little extra time and elaborate on what you think the challenges of this site would be?
The water table in most of Bethany is not very deep. The ditches that are provided usually hold water quite a bit of the time. So bringing in some fill to elevate both the buildings and possibly the parking lot, or sometimes we have used parking areas to provide for a minimal amount of storage during larger storm events, things of that nature, with a primary focus on keeping property above the flood zone in terms of buildings, both on site and on adjacent properties. Being the primary concern, because that's life, property, and things of those nature are really what need to be protected.
Mr. Lank mentioned that there were, he got the letter, that there were no tax ditches or associated floodplains with this, but the ditches in the area are private, is that correct?
There's a ditch from the rear of the property, and there's one that runs along the road frontage to the south, neither of which are very deep, but they both currently receive runoff from the property as it sits today. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to believe we couldn't continue to direct runoff there. But obviously the
Conservation District is going to review whatever design we were to come up with at a final site plan level.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any conversations with Tom Crockett insofar at the drainage headquarters as to what their plans are for the ditching in the area?
I have not.
Okay. Would it be helpful if I told you that I had? And
it could be.
A little idea of what,
it could be.
What,
yeah,
they have a plan to improve the ditching.
This is not coaching, is it, Council?
Yeah, I mean, if there's information that you can offer, but we don't want to coach the applicant on.
Okay. All right.
What they...
I do know from another project that some of the large ditch systems running through the middle of Sea Colony have been the subject of DENREC studies. I didn't know if they had actually made any further progress because those were studies that I was aware of 3-4 years ago and hadn't heard anything since.
Thank you. This is a conditional use. Do you propose a sign if this is acted on favorably? Would this fall under the 32-square-foot on the
Mr. signage? Smith, because this is not going to be a commercial venture, but because it would be residential, I would only propose that we have some identification sign that mm-hmm. allows the project to be known by its name, but it wouldn't be lighted or mm-hmm. doesn't need to be rotating, whirling, or have, you know, like a fire company sign with moving letters. It just simply needs to be something to identify it as the Westward Pines.
In your submission, you also mentioned about a school bus stop.
We will work with the school district. I'm not sure that this particular project is going to generate full-time residents with children of school age, but we will work with the school district as appropriate.
As stated in your...
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have for now, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Ross.
The condominiums themselves, are they intended to be privately owned, sublet, if privately owned? Do you have any intentions?
Privately owned and probably not weekly rentals or anything like that, but that is dependent, of course, upon the ownership. You know, with a condominium project of this type, anytime a majority or more of the owners decide they want to do something, there's not much we can do to control it once the project is sold. But it's not being, we're not starting out with the idea that it's going to be the functional equivalent of a timeshare. It's intended to be a condominium project.
And the swimming pool, any intention to have safety provisions, lifeguards or anything of that nature, or is that going to be included in the?
Well, there are Department of Health regulations that we'll have to comply with, and that will include, we will include all of those, probably security fencing, in order to prevent children from being attracted to the pool, guard perhaps, as required.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going back to the issue of density, could you tell the commission what the surrounding density are for the nearby other subdivisions and projects?
I'd like to say there were more. But I don't know that.
Don't know that.
I can answer that question.
Thank you.
Close to Sea Colony West is 18 units to the acre. Sea Colony East on the beach is 36 units to the acre or more. But it was built prior to the ordinance.
So the adjoining properties are 18 to the acre?
They're 12 to 18.
12 to 18.
Yeah, at the time they were built, they were 18 was the last.
But what's been built is more in the area of 12.
The piece just to the south is probably built different. Piece across by the tennis courts then starts going down, but it was, at the time it was started, it was 18. But they did it and phased it over time, and I don't know if they got impacted by the change from 18 to 12 or not, without going back to the records.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad someone had the information. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
I just have one. With the pool, is there any clubhouse or changing room or restroom? It's just a pool and a fence?
Given the size of the project, it hasn't been planned to have one. I suppose one would be appropriate, but possible, but I'm not sure if it's appropriate or not since it would be the street view. I don't know. If we come back on site plan, certainly we'll give it consideration.
Thank you. No further questions.
answer. Mr. Lang?
Just one question, maybe two, but your site plan says that the maximum height shall not exceed 35 foot.
We would like to have that amended to 42, sir.
That clears that up, because 35 used to be the average, which came out to 41 or so, but 42 became the magic number.
42
so is... So it would be not, height not to exceed...
42 feet.
42. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. We thank you, gentlemen. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1802, Mary P. Kelly? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1802? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.